8862237.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Final hour of the Paracast with Gene and Chris talking to Joshua Shapiro about the magic and mystery and the possible reality of crystal skulls. So obviously we have to look at some other shoes here. So looking at some other shoes, other possibilities with crystal skulls, what about outright fakery? Have you encountered fake claims, fake skulls? How do you separate them from the ones you regard as real?
Well, we have something called the Internet and eBay now. And if somebody does a search on eBay and you look under crystal skulls, you'll see all kinds of crystal skulls that are available for sale. So obviously there's no doubt that someone probably wanting to take advantage of the last Indiana Jones film talking about crystal skulls, and you know, now I think they're becoming more popular, that people can make any claim they want on the Internet that crystal skulls are they're ancient or old or from ancient Tibet or whatever. So we already know it's a given fact that there's going to be fake crystal skulls out there. So the question you asked, Gene, which is a very good one, how do we know the difference between ones which are genuine and ones which are fake? Right now, as far as I know, especially because we don't have the support of scientists, there is no definitive way from a physical perspective to say whether one is ancient or old. I mean, Chris mentioned that some of the older ones seem to have a more primitive design and structure to them, and I would agree. The ones I've seen in Mexico, there's been some very primitive ones. I mean, we definitely know whether one is probably a modern carving or not. If we use an electronic microscope on a crystal skull, you can actually see the carver's tool marks on there. And that's been the major way of determining, like from the position of a museum and so forth, but it's not the best way. Because let's say, for example, we have an old skull that maybe the Mayans have, and the head Mayan leader goes to his carver and says, look, I don't like this skull, I want you to change it, and he uses a metal tool on the surface and he changes it, then all of a sudden that skull becomes a modern skull. So what we have to do is try to find a way where we can get some support, where we can do both scientific testing of the form and the shape of skulls with paranormal research also done, whether we bring in sensitives to work with the skulls, or maybe we even get some of the indigenous people involved in this. And as far as I know, I've never heard of all of these things being done. Like the A&E and BBC show, you know, they went so far with research where they made molds of skulls and they only looked at the surface. They didn't consider anything about background and history or where it was found. They were just looking at the form of it. They didn't do anything with energy, like what kind of energy does this skull have. This is a really, I think, a big sore spot right now, that we don't have a more specific way to do the research so we can know, yes, this skull definitely is ancient. This skull is definitely old. And the new skulls generally we know because we know who's making them. So it's a real sore spot. I don't know what to do with it other than just to keep going and keep reporting what we find. And hopefully somebody out there will say, this is an important question. I want to get involved. I want to help make that happen, and has the resources to do it.
Well, we'll put it out there to our audience. Anybody know of any diagnostic equipment and or an open-minded scientist in a lab that could help out in this regard? Hey, it's news.theparacast.com. Let us know. We'll work with Joshua, and we'll get a program set up so that some of these skulls that are in question can be tested. Now, we mentioned at the onset, and you brought up a very interesting point that I wanted to jump on right away. Obviously, we need to do some background information first. But you mentioned that these skulls, you feel, have an important role to play in these present and near future times. I think a lot of people would agree that the planet is undergoing some dramatic changes. Information will be doubling instantaneously here sometime within the next 15 to 20 months. We're getting to what Terrence McKenna would have said is a teleological singularity point in our history and in our collection of cultures on the planet. what role do you see these skulls playing in these future times that are unfolding so quickly?
Well, if the crystal skulls, especially the ancient ones, are truly computers that have all kinds of knowledge and information encoded in it, and we haven't quite yet figured out how to get it, and I believe this is one of the services that they can provide for us, is to provide some kind of knowledge or information that can make a big difference to create a more peaceful planet. Another aspect of the crystal skulls, which we've already been doing to some degree, is related to working with their special energies, their healing energies, for using it to create, let's say, like a special meditation or ceremonies, or go to certain specific places on the planet where there are energy vortexes, and then work in combination with meditation and groups of people in order to amplify those energies. Now, we started, and this happened with the Mitchell Hedges skull. The second experience I had with it in 2008, after I had the one I told you, I went with Bill Holman to Italy. And as soon as he took the skull out to show to our host, I became sick. I almost couldn't even do my lecture. I had a very high fever. So there was a really powerful transformation that was happening to me. And out of all of that, before I was able to come back from Italy to America, came the idea of a series of world peace meditations with people all over the world focusing together on sending out a harmonious energy to the planet while we're holding and meditating with personal crystal skulls. We actually did, I think 27 meditations from January 1st of 2009 until January 1st of this year. We did 27 meditations for that. And that idea came when I was interviewed on the radio station by Uri Geller one time, which is probably like about 10 years ago or something. He was in England, I was in Colorado, and one strange thing that happened during that interview is as soon as we were talking about crystal skulls, the internet portion of his radio broadcast immediately stopped. But the normal radio broadcast continued going. Anyway, he asked me, he said, okay, fine, we have crystal skulls. Well, how can they help make a better planet? And I started talking about these meditations. So after being in the presence of the Mitchell Hedges skull, I just woke up one morning and I knew how to do it. So I think that the crystal skulls also, if they were used in this way much more, like who knows how many people we had in these meditations. Maybe we had, during one day, maybe anywhere from 300 to 1,000 people. But what if we had 10,000 people who are meditating with crystal skulls, focusing on peace? Now, one of the things that's important about quartz crystal is it amplifies energy. Like an electrical current, it amplifies that electrical current. That's why all of our devices are so small. But quartz crystal also does the same when a human being is meditating or working with it. It's amplifying the power of mind energy or amplifying a healing energy. So I believe, too, that if we were to get groups of people together working with certain sets of crystal skulls, maybe in sacred places, because, again, this was an idea that a Mayan actually gave me a long time ago. I was talking to some person who was linked to one of the Mayan shamans, and he said they believe that the crystal skulls each had a certain specific location, whether it was an area where there was a temple or it was a sacred site or an energy vortexes that they needed to be. And if all of them were brought to those right places at the right time, maybe that would be the catalytic moment that would bring together the right energies that literally would propel our planet into a higher vibrational state.
Sounds like some of the movies, like, for example, the movie The Phantom, which was based on the comic book character. If you remember the one with Billy Zane and Catherine Zeta-Jones back in the 1990s. And the mystique here and the mystery was that you would align several skulls, crystal-like skulls, together to create some magical impact, some magical force. In that case, it was basically some kind of destructive force because it was just a fantasy fiction kind of movie. Not necessarily a very good fantasy fiction movie. It kind of failed at the box office. Just wanted to mention that. We have Joshua Shapiro, and he is an expert on crystal skulls. He has a website where he discusses all this stuff, and he'll tell you all about it in our subsequent segments. I'm Gene Steinberg. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. You're in
the Paracast.
You expect professional service from your doctor, your accountant, and even the girl who takes your morning coffee order. Why not from your domain registrar, too? Namecheap.com provides stellar service with no sneaky upselling. We offer more features and security options for your website than there are ways to order a latte. And new domains come with WhoisGuard to protect your personal info. At Namecheap.com, you can get your domain for as low as $2.99. Now is a great time to get to know Namecheap.com.
For 58 years, Fate has provided true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate brings you the latest in all aspects of the paranormal, like angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, and much, much more. To receive your complimentary Fate magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We want to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com. Get in on all the action at forum.theparacast.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that it looks like Chris O'Brien is beginning to sound like he is becoming a crystal skull or being taken over by one. Is that it, Chris?
I was trying to be Max. I like, out of all the ones I've seen, Max was the one that I got the biggest thrill seeing. It just
is Max a Jewish crystal skull?
No, actually, it's not, Gene. sadly. Oh,
okay, maybe bring a Knish into the room, and it will become a Jewish crystal skull. Anyway, I'm starting to think I should have lunch.
Well, I have a question for you. Now, this is something that I've heard crop up from time to time. I've done a little research about this particular subject, but I wanted to get your take on it. There's a popular sort of theory out there, a story, that supposedly there's 13 main crystal skulls, and at some point they will all be brought together for some magical purpose, transformative purpose. And I'm wondering if you know where this particular legend or story comes from, if you take any stock in this whole scenario. And after you're done, I'll tell you a little bit more about what I've found, which I think is pretty interesting as well. What is your theory on this?
Well, one of the things that I believe is very important for humanity is this concept of one surrounded by 12. In my studies of many different religions, and even I think in our own solar system, there may actually be 12 planets around the sun, even though I think we know of about 10. I think they're pretty sure there's another planet beyond Pluto now. But as far as if there would be two other ones, that's a mystery. So it wouldn't be surprising that there would be a similar type of situation that would come up with crystal skulls, with one central skull surrounded by 12 other skulls. As far as where did this originally come from, I'm not totally sure. I know Mr. Nasserino talked about it for quite some time when the authors of the book Mystery of the Crystal Skulls, Morton and Thomas, actually started interviewing different indigenous elders. It also popped up. Some Native Americans have talked about this idea of 13 crystal skulls. Even in our book, the first book we did, Mystery of the Crystal Skulls Revealed, again, one of our sources, this Michael Kent, he also talked about it. So there's been a lot of different versions of it. There's been a lot of people who have felt an affinity for it. Now, whether there's one set of 13 skulls or multiple sets of 13 skulls, I don't know, because the Mayans will talk about a set of 52 skulls, and 52 would be 4 times 13, and that perhaps they have one set, and maybe there are other indigenous people who have other sets of skulls. I personally think there must be something to this. I can't prove it. It's just a strong feeling that I have because it comes up a lot, and there's a lot of people who feel a strong affinity towards this one surrounded by 12. In the Morton and Thomas book, they talked about 13 original skulls. And this is a term that a lot of people have picked up on, meaning that perhaps there was an original set of 13 from which all the other skulls that we're finding and are coming out somehow are connected to it. In our first book, Mystery of the Crystal Skulls Revealed, when we discussed the set of 13 original skulls, it was linked to possibility of inner earth people or inner earth civilizations, that each one brought with them a crystal skull and a crystal body, actually 12 of these civilizations, with the 13 being the family. So the theories can go in many different ways. It can be the Mayans had 13 skulls, or some Native Americans I've heard they talked about 13 skulls and that they were separated for their protection. But the main thing that they're discussing is that if this set of 13 skulls, or however the number is, maybe it's 24, maybe it's 26, 52, when they come back together, that this may be the catalytic moment that actually creates total peace on the planet by shifting vibrationally the frequency and balancing everything out. So I don't know. My sensing is there's something about such a set. And of course, in all my travels, I'm constantly looking for any kind of validation or other insights about this. But it just keeps coming up and it doesn't go away. So I just feel like there's something to it. But which of the different theories is the right one? Don't know at this point.
Yeah, I heard that Nick Nocerino had a vision of 12 skulls surrounding the 13th one, and the thing grew a life of its own. But you're bringing up some very intriguing additional possibilities that he may have been picking up on something that was potentially a true scenario in the past. So I've always found that particular belief very intriguing, simply for the fact that it would be interesting to see 13 of these very old skulls together. Probably each one would have its own unique characteristic.
Sounds like the Phantom. I think the Phantom, though, was, what, 4 or 5 skulls?
I never saw that. It came and went so fast, I didn't have a chance, Gene.
But, okay, you bring them together and you get this magnification of energy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, quartz, we know the properties of quartz. Now, here's one that I've also I've heard about just a couple of times. Supposedly there is a life-sized obsidian, black obsidian skull. Have you ever heard of this?
Well, I know Yoki Van Deaton had a obsidian skull that was made by somebody in Ida Oberstein, but it's very possible that there can be other skulls made from other materials of human size or larger. I've heard of these different things, so I don't know of that skull specifically, but you have to understand, Chris, there are so many non-quartz skulls coming out now, it's impossible to keep up with them.
I got one in acrylic.
Yeah, I don't doubt it.
Yeah, you can even see the mold marks. So you haven't actually heard of an ancient crystal skull that was carved out of obsidian, which is glass. I mean, it is quartz, but it's not natural quartz. It's a volcanic glass.
Go ahead.
I was going to say another one that has recently surfaced. Stephen Mailer was here in December, and he was shown a huge 50, I think, plus pound. More of a primitive skull, but it definitely, based on the very good high-res photographs that he took of it that I saw, it definitely looks like a very old or ancient skull. Have you heard of this one that just now surfaced in a collection here in Sedona? There is a documentation trail. It goes back quite a number of years on it, but this would be larger than the one in the Smithsonian, which I think was the previous record holder. I think that was, 30 or 40 pounds. This one is huge. I mean, it's a 50-pound behemoth, and Stephen was quite taken by it. He said that it has a real vibe to it. Are you familiar with this one?
No, I have not heard of that one either.
And I'm wondering when he's going to come out with photographs of it. I'd be very interested to get the Crystal Skull community's take on it. It's pretty amazing. So what are you working on now? I mean, other than, working with your foundation, producing your newsletter, and you have new books coming out. What is it in your plans? Are you going to be doing more traveling? We are getting to a very crucial time period in history, as a lot of people are suspecting. Do you feel these particular times? Do you feel any sort of urgency to be engaged in any particular activities? Whether it's gathering people together for meditations. I mean, give us a sense of what you're going to be up to here this next year.
And we'll do that in our next segment. We have Joshua Shapiro, who's going to answer Chris's question. Chris O'Brien's the co-host. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful complex crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals. so it detoxifies heavy metals, including mercury, lead, and cadmium. Zeo King Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your Zeo King Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
How would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a one-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a two-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You're in the Paracast. You never know what's going to happen next.
Two more segments to spend with Joshua Shapiro to talk about crystal skulls. Our co-host Chris O'Brien, I'm Gene Steinberg, you're in the Paracast, and before we broke, Chris asked a very long question about the potential future activities for Joshua. What's your response?
Well, one of the things that we just created, which actually started on my birthday in April, is we started the International Crystal Skull Network. This was an inspiration from the conference that we went to in Holland, which was, I think, one of the most successful crystal skull conferences I ever went to, because everybody worked together so well. I mean, it was a combination of good information, of entertainment, music, just the whole thing. It just went spectacular. So we started this International Crystal Skull Network, whose basic goal is about cooperation and co-creation, to try to bring more people together who are working with crystal skulls and try to see what we can do and co-create. I don't know where that network is going to go. It's in its infant stages. But I definitely know that we do plan probably in the summer equinox to start a new series of world peace meditations. As you mentioned, Chris, I'm going to start to release a series of ebooks. I just discovered Kindle ebooks. It gives me the power as an author to do exactly what I want to do. Our first book, as we mentioned, has already come out, and it's going to be based upon the places that we've traveled so far and what we've discovered that I've never had the chance to share before. So that's going to be taking up part of my time. We're going to continue to do our travels. Hopefully, we'll be going into Canada and the United States for the rest of this year. I don't know if we're going to be able to make it into Europe again. And there's a special conference for the 11-11-11, which is called the Star Knowledge Conference, that I believe I participated with Yoki Van Deken with the Ancient Skull ET in their very first one in the 1990s. meetings where they bring together a lot of different indigenous speakers, and I will be participating as a speaker about crystal skulls. That takes place in Illinois by an area called Cahokia. We also have, believe it or not, a script for an action-adventure film that if I'm not able to find a way to make it happen as a movie that you see in the theaters, then we will come out with the novel version. So I'm in the process of doing that. And that story that happens in this film or this novel is giving a real perspective how world peace could actually happen by December 21st of 2012. But it's actually part of a trilogy, because the first part of the story would take place during Atlantis, and then the second part takes place in current time, and the third part would show how the world would be if we actually had world peace. It would be completely different than any story in any movie that's ever been told before. So that's a pretty important project for us.
And you understand, though, that getting a deal for a Hollywood movie is one of these exercises in futility.
No, if it's a good idea, Gene.
Well, yeah, if it's a good idea, but then you got to sell the producer. You got to sell the studio. They're going to insist on some degree of creativity, creative freedom to take your story, as good as it might be, and change it to their own requirements.
No.
Yep, we know that.
Comes with the territory.
That's probably the reason why we're going to have to go with the novel version of it, so we can tell the story the way that we want to. And the other project that I probably would like to do is, you know, these production companies came out with all kinds of documentaries because of the Indiana Jones film about Crystal Skull. But I've talked with some of the other people who are researchers and investigators, and we just feel like they missed the mark. There was so much more they could have talked about. So if there's ever a possibility or opportunity to do our own documentary, I really would like to do that, to show some of the things that we've been talking about and find a way to present it. So,
well, give me a call. I'll help you with it. I've got a whole production studio. So, you know, I could help you with it. I've already helped produce one. I thought it was a very good documentary on the subject, and was able to pull J.J. Hertak out of the ethers to participate in it.
Chris, tell our listeners who he is.
J.J. Hertak is one of the more enigmatic figures, I think, in the history of the paranormal. He's got, I don't know how many doctorates. He's one of the ones that, you know, has been touted as being the father of the New Age. Just has been around forever. Speaks, I don't know, 11 languages. Travels the world. He's just an amazing guy. Very mysterious in some ways. He wrote a very famous book called The Keys of Enoch, which is written almost like a Bible. And some people do call it the New Age Bible. He's someone that I just happened to meet 12 years or so ago, and claims he's a fan of my work, and I see him. He stops by once a year, and I was able to snag him to comment about crystal skulls in this documentary, and he came up with some very interesting observations about the location of some of these skulls and where they're found, and how they almost are found in a grid-like crystalline network in terms of their actual place of their discovery. And he had a very interesting map that showed the proximity of these locations of where these things are unearthed. I mean, the ones that are actually pulled out of the ground. I just found it very fascinating to be able to get him to become involved in a documentary. You don't see him on TV. He's very reclusive. He's traveling around the world all the time. He's involved with indigenous peoples and helping create sustainability and you know, better the lives of indigenous people, as well as his archaeological work. But I'd be willing, Joshua, to help you out in any way. Just let me know. I do have some skills in a video studio. Of course, I'm plugging myself here. It's a little shameless, but
he's going to run commercials later on, by the way. But yeah. He also has to pay for the commercials.
Right.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, I pay for it.
You'll pay for your own commercials. Now, but seriously speaking, yeah, it'd be interesting to see what you could produce in something like this. So what's your take on it, Joshua?
Well, what would I put in it? I'm leaning more towards what's called a docudrama, because when I think about everything that people are attracted to, they like stories. So if we could create a story that's based on true details, true skulls, true histories, I think you could make an amazing documentary. That's the direction I'm going. It basically was an idea that I got when I was talking to this friend I have who's also a director of documentaries in Florida. We had toyed about it. But always the basic challenge is to have all the resources necessary to make it happen. I think this year some things are going to break through related to the crystal skulls. But we'll just have to wait and see how it goes.
I wanted to ask you, since you raised that, over the years people have said this is the year we're going to have some revelation about something or other. What makes you think this is going to happen with crystal skulls this year?
Well, what I always do is I look at how things are actually going for us, because this work that we do, this is how we make our living. So I look and see, you know, are we being invited to different places? Are different opportunities coming up? And based upon the people that I know, that I talk to in the world, it just seems like for everyone, there's this sensing of a major door coming. Part of the other reason I feel this, and again, it's one of these crazy experiences, I can only share it, but it's happening, is we each have our own what I call spirit guides. And whoever these guides are that are helping us with our work with the crystal skulls, they're telling us that the vibration of the planet has raised to a higher frequency, especially in this year, that they're going to start coming forward and doing things in a more visible manner. What does that mean? Does it mean that we might see more UFOs, or we might actually have a time where there's an extraterrestrial we meet and it's not like blank from somebody's memory or imagination? You can touch them, you can see them. I don't know if it's going to be something like this. Could it mean that maybe some of the very, very old crystal skulls, which maybe we've heard in legends that we don't know, are they real, are they not? Could they start coming out? One of the interesting things that I really haven't seen is I haven't seen indigenous elders traveling the world with crystal skulls. I've seen modern people traveling the world with crystal skulls and sharing it, but I haven't really seen indigenous elders or shamans really traveling a lot with crystal skulls. Like, for example, I know Hoon Sputz Men, who is a Mayan day keeper that we mentioned, he has his own crystal skull now, but this wasn't one that he found on the Mayan land. He was gifted from a man in China. So it's kind of what they call a Tibetan skull. I don't know. I just see doors opening that I've never seen before related to the work. I just have this sensing that finally, after 28 years of working on this, finally some of these large projects which I've mentioned, we're finally going to be able to do them. So I just will stay positive and, you know, I'll just expect it. And hopefully maybe some of your listeners will feel the same, and they might say, yeah, I want to get involved. I'd like to help.
I'll tell you what, we'll get into more of the involvement. One more segment left with Joshua Shapiro. I'm Gene Steinberg. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. You're in
the Paracast.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It just stopped responding. It took hours before it returned, but I had already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Check it out, iWeb.com. That's iWeb.com. For 58 years, Fate has provided true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate brings you the latest in all aspects of the paranormal, like angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, and much, much more. To receive your complimentary Fate magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. You know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
We have Joshua Shapiro, and he's very optimistic about this year, something really major happening in the realm of crystal skull research. I'm Gene Steinberg. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. You're in the Paracast. So it comes down to this here, and that is we have a lot of interest in crystal skulls about the possibilities. What can we do to get mainstream science to look at stuff like this?
I wish I knew the answers to that, Gene. The only thing I can think of to do is just to continue to share the best information that we can gather with the hope that perhaps one of the scientists will look at it and say, you know, there's something remarkable going on here, and we need to understand this. We can't just pretend it's not happening, because that's the sensing that I get from the scientists and the archaeologists, is it's like, some of the experiences that people are having and some of the phenomena going on around the skulls, it just kind of refutes their theories of reality. And so rather than say, well, you know, let's take a look, they just keep going forward. So the best we can do is continue to publish our books, continue to do our lectures, try to get our movies out, our documentaries, try to work with people like Chris and see, you know, if we can create something else. If we can do some kind of a research like what happened with the Skull Group in England, I don't know if you guys ever heard of that group, where they were having direct contact from spirit, and spirit was manifesting everything you could imagine in this cellar, in the basement of this home. We went there, and the only thing I can tell you is that after we went into that cellar and we looked at the crystal skulls we brought, they all shifted internally. And that's one of the things that I think would bother scientists that
shifted internally?
About that.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is,
what does that mean?
When you have a crystal...
What does that mean, okay, shifted internally?
Okay, so when you have a crystal skull, it has a certain pattern inside of it, okay? Certain way that the crystal looks. In particular, let's take Portal de Luz, which was in this cellar. So it has fractures inside of it, and it has different shapes of things. But over time, what happens is how it looks internally changes. In other words, it's a physical object. According to scientists, it should not be changing, but it physically changes in its internal form.
And you can see this. You can see this then.
You can see it very clearly. I mean, for example, Portal de Luz, when I first received him in 1999, he was a very dark shade of gray, and he didn't have all these cracks and changes inside of him. And now he's a very light shade of gray, and I've actually seen him. This was very remarkable. When I was in Poland, we were supported by a doctor who did biomagnetic healing. He was very famous for this, and he became interested in the crystal skulls. So there was this woman there who was like an operatic singer, and this Dr. Pucharski was his name, I believe. He gave the crystal skull to this woman and said, hold it under your throat and sing with it. So she began to sing with it, and she said she sang more powerfully than she ever did before. But this smoky quartz skull that was, you know, a gray color became almost totally clear, like clear quartz, and you could visibly see it. And
then videotape this? Was this documented?
No, unfortunately, it wasn't documented. But we all saw it, and I've seen it happen again where other people have worked with this skull, and it has totally changed in its color and shape and sound. So,
well, do you have before and after photographs?
No, we don't think that way. We should have thought that way, of course.
So this is ridiculous. You should be thinking that way because you're being asked to demonstrate the reality of something that a lot of people don't accept. And now you have a chance to show evidence. Okay, this is before, this is after. But then, of course, the other skeptical comment would be, how do I know it's the same skull? So that would be another point, too. How do I know it's the same skull that was this color now and that color later?
Well, that's easy to That's easy to ascertain. You just get the actual weight out to seven places, and you can determine whether it's the same object or not. What I'm suggesting is it's if you want to get science involved, you got to come up with something that's tantalizing enough for them to go, well, wait a minute, how can that be possible? I want to look into this. And it would seem to me any time that you do any work with that skull, you should have tape recorders going, you should have photographs, should have videotape running, and document all this stuff because you never know when you're going to have that smoking gun evidence that's going to be enough to interest modern diagnostic science. And until you do that, I don't think that this whole subject is going to be taken seriously. In fact, this subject is going to generate a tremendous amount of controversy on our forums because we do have a lot of people that are super objective, super skeptical but open-minded, and, you know, they're going to be dogging us for not dogging you more, basically. And I have been around these skulls. I do know there is something about them that is worthy of investigation. I don't fully buy into the spiritual side of the equation, although I sense there may be something to it. But I think the only way we're going to bridge that gap of suspension of disbelief is if we have enough empirical evidence to present to science that would be enough to get them involved. And that's, you know, I'm getting off my crystal soapbox here.
Well, I think what the key comment is, to when I have the opportunity to speak, like I kind of did this on the TV show I'll be on for National Geographic, is challenge the scientist. Hey, there are things going on. I dare you to prove it wrong. But you know what? None of them have come forward yet to show that interest because they just think, this Shapiro guy, what is he talking about? He has no scientific background, so we'll just ignore him.
But doesn't that put the onus on you to be more proactive in providing that evidence so they can't dismiss it? It's not, you prove me wrong. It is, let me prove to you that I'm right, because that's what they're going to demand. They're not going to look into it unless you provide some compelling evidence. That's where it's all about.
And I agree with you, Gene. So we have tried in the past to do the experiments, which we briefly talked about, which if we can ever get out the full version of the new book that we have, a lot of that research and information is contained in there. So
excellent.
I wish, though, that there was the possibility in a way, as you said, Chris, that we could have somebody traveling with us to document it, because almost every time we go somewhere, there is something unusual that comes up around the crystal skulls.
But shouldn't you have more tools to capture this? Video cameras, even cell phone camcorders are pretty decent nowadays. Scientific instruments, isn't, again, the pressure on you to provide all that evidence? Say, here it is. This is the equipment we have. We have state-of-the-art as much as we can afford. We're going to prove it to you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree with you, Gene. We do need to do that. So perhaps the purpose of this conversation that we're having today is a reminder to pay more attention to those things.
Well, why aren't you paying more attention to those things?
Well, because I have so many things I'm trying to do, Gene, as one person. It's unimaginable. So, I mean, if I had an army of people that could help us with what we're doing, which is why we're trying to get the nonprofit going to see if we can get some grants and things, it would be a lot easier. But right now, as it is, when you have to do everything for yourself, for your survival and your work, it's not as easy as it sounds.
Yeah, boy, I know about that.
But regardless whether it is or not, we are very dedicated to this. And when the right time comes for all these things to fall into place, we believe that it will. That's why I do the radio shows, hoping there will be listeners who will say, you know, I understand what Josh was talking about. I'd like to help. I'd like to get involved. But we're going to keep going no matter what.
Okay, so if anyone wants to help, provide some research material, hardware, whatever, where do they get in touch with you?
Okay, the easiest way to get in touch with us is through our email address, which is crystalskullexplorers@gmail.com. Or if you just look up Joshua Shapiro on Google, you should be able to find us. I just did a search myself, and I was surprised how many of those entries under my name are listed right on the first page.
Right, so it's a first page link. And by the way, if you go to our website, theparacast.com, we also have a link to Joshua's site so you can check out the things he has to offer. From Chris and from me, special thank you, Joshua Shapiro, for joining us this week on the Paracast.
Well, thank you, Gene and Chris, for the opportunity to share more about the crystal skull. So I think it's really important for the future of humanity, and people, if they're not familiar with it, they should take a look at it or try to research it more.
The Paracast is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.